And as an introduction for those who are listening to this on the tape version, we are offering a healing to all, well, to yourself, to all your parents and issues that you may have had from your ancestry in your entire lives. Not just your parents, but the parents behind them on their sides and back and back and back, all the way back to the beginning of where that negative energy began. And we're going to bring it to this moment, and through this process we will be clearing it, not only for yourself but for them as well. And Maitreya is going to be assisting us with her friends, who she'll be inviting in here in a moment. And I'm going to turn it over now to Maitreya.
All right, I would like you all to take a deep breath and put your hand on your heart. Archangel Metatron, I call on all the archangelic realm, all the ascended masters, and the White Brotherhood to surround every single one of us now.
Oof.
And know that each and every one of us can call in the help of the archangelic realm. They are here to serve us. Without us, they cannot evolve and do what they need to do. And besides each one of us working on our parents and our issues and releasing and healing them, we are inviting in every single man, woman, and child globe to join us.
And they too may need a brief explanation as to why they are here. And Maitreya, would you like to open, have a
greetings to all you beings. Greetings to all you beings. We have been asked to release the anger that has filtrated down through our various DNAs from the beginning of our time on this planet. This is going to be purified, cleansed, and all the stress of the anger released, so that we can now come into the harmony and the peace and release the need for control and power and manipulation and all of those old paradigm issues. It is not anything that you have to do. Any that wish to not receive this can energetically step back behind this beautiful extended circle that the archangelic realm has put around. And I see several of you doing that, and that is just fine. You may also draft a law that change your mind, but once you're in the position you're in, stay there. We will come back and offer another opportunity for you to receive the session full on. And Tom, I believe it's over to you.
Indeed, it is my honor to offer a gift to each and every one of you. Consider it a pay it forward, a gift that you can share by accepting this gift and raising your own energy in the process. Just to begin, I'd like you to draw upon a breath, bring it into your nose, into your essence. We call it a clearing breath. Just hold it for a moment and let it out slowly through tight lips. Just bringing yourself into a nice, comfortable, present moment of now. Again, draw upon another breath in through your nose. Just feel that healing light and love coming into your essence. letting it out through tight lips. Everything we do will be for your highest good and the highest good of all mankind. Once again, draw upon a breath. Bring it into your essence. And just be with it. Let it out slowly through tight lips.
And perhaps, Tom, explain to the etheric ones who are unfamiliar with QE that there will be a little bit of discomfort. It will be momentary.
As we address some of the pains, the deep angers, that resentments, bitterness, all these kinds of resentments toward our own parents, understand that that will be painful for about a moment or two, for let's say a minute. As we go into that realm, this will become painful, but it will pass very quickly. It always does, and that is my promise to you. So as deeply as the pain is, and as long as you allow it to come forward, the more complete the healing becomes. We have done this for many years, and the process does work each and every time. What we'll ask you to do is to recall some of those early life experiences that have been passed on through your lineage from your parents, memories that you have inside of you that were activated in your DNA, even from prior lives or from wherever they came from. But they were activated in this life as well as a reminder that there's something here to resolve. I still have these resentments, these angers, this bitterness. Maybe it's a fear, some issues with my parents. And let's start with the mother first. Let's start with one. Get very specific here. I want you to focus, go back into your early years, and in fact, you can notice in your current life some of the issues you're now having with perhaps your own children or with other people, and you're going to find, wow, that reminds me of the way my mom used to deal with me, or I'm acting like my mom used to be. And I didn't like it then, and I've become that, or an aspect of me has. And go back to the root. Go back to the beginning of that time, in those early years, when that first traumatic experience came forth and really set that energy or activated that energy within yourself. Go to that age you were. Go there now. And there you are, facing your mother. And see that scene, like a movie scene in front of you. And there you are with your mother. And this event is occurring, and this event is activating and reminding you of old memories from even prior lives that are all being activated in this one moment. And see that scene. Notice the colors and the sights around you, the sounds, the feel, the taste in your mouth, the smells. And then see that scene and look into the eyes of your parent, your mother, or your stepmother, whoever was that person in your life. And feel in your own body now where you're being activated. You will notice certain parts of your body are finally stressing as you start to identify the feelings. What were they? What were those hurtful feelings? Perhaps anger, bitterness, resentment, strife, hopelessness, worthlessness, all kinds of things were perhaps wrapped in that incident. Rage, discouragement. Come up with all the feelings that were related to those incidents, or that incident. May have occurred many times. Go to the one that was the most dynamic, that brought out the most feelings in yourself, and see yourself reactivating those feelings in your own body and feel them. They will be uncomfortable, but this will pass. It will be for your highest good always. Now I want you to get a little closer to the situation. We're going to ask you to take your own body now and shrink it down to the size you were as that youngster, and literally step into that scene that you just created and put your arms in that younger person's arms, that younger you, your body into their body, your arms, legs, head, feet, toes, everything right in. Ooh, merge. You are now that younger you. Whoa, I felt that. And you know, as you felt it. And now it's happening. It's there. There's this awful scene happening. And these feelings are bubbling up in you. And just realize where they are in your body. Connect to them. Feel the sensations in your own being. See yourself inserting or activating those energies in your own body. And just be aware. This is going to get real uncomfortable as you take and really re-experience it. But what are the three key feelings, the three most significant feelings you're feeling right now? Just say them to yourself. What are they? Say them aloud if you like. And be with them and feel them. Let your body cry out in every cell in your body. This is the first time somebody is really listening and cares. Again, what are those key three feelings that represent all those feelings you're having right now? What are they? Say them. Be with them. Feel them. Exaggerate them if you need to. Really let your body cry out from every cell. Let it overwhelm you. If tears come, let them come. This is the time to heal. Once more, what are the key words? Say them. Feel them. Be with them. Take a deep breath. Bring in that healing light into your body. Feel your body with this light, letting it out through tight lips. And play that scene in your mind again and again and again. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm peaceful, calm, relaxed, safe, and feeling deeply loved. You have a healing color right now. What is that color? Breathe it now into your nose, that color, that healing color, into your essence, into your body, feeling every essence from your heart out, vibrating into every cell, especially those organs, gland joints, where that pain once existed, down to your toes, into your auric fields, your chakras are all vibrating now and wide open with this beautiful energy, letting it out through tight lips, nice and slow. Ooh, well done. And just notice what you notice. And with anger, and most have felt some form of anger, now you're feeling perhaps a sadness or similar feelings. And just be with that sadness. That's very normal. Just be with it and any other feelings associated with it. Be with it, feel it, allow it to be. Just express it. Let your body talk to you. Again, be with those feelings. Be with them. Feel them. Allow them to be. Draw upon a breath again. Breathing it out slowly. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I am peaceful, calm, relaxed, safe. Deep breath of that healing color. Bring it into your into your nose, into your essence, into all your vibratory fields, cells. Everyone vibrating. See little happy faces everywhere at every cell level. Right through your body to your auric field, chakras, letting it out nice and slowly. And just enjoying this new vibration. Now ask yourself, at that moment in time, how did I wish to feel? What were three feelings I really wanted to have at that moment? And with your eyes closed, go to the upper right, and you'll see that younger you on a white puffy cloud, looking back with a big grin on his or her face. Connect eye to eye and heart to heart, like a white laser beam connecting your two hearts. And come up with those three feelings you wanted to have. I'll suggest some and you add your own. looking deeply, connect right into the heart, looking right through their eyes, looking down into that loving heart. I am loved, I'm accepted, I'm appreciated. Add your own. I am loved. I am respected. I am appreciated. Add your own. I am loved. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am respected. Add your own. Now take a deep breath of that healing light. Bring it into your essence, into both your essences, letting it out through tight lips, and float that younger you down on that puffy cloud, coming closer and closer, right up to your own heart. Reach out and give that younger you a hug. That younger you has a message for you. What is that message? And your response to that younger self. And God, being ever present, has a message for each of you. What is that message? And your response. Now let's draw a deep breath of that healing light. This time bring it in right through your heart and into your essence, and merge together those beautiful new feelings from your younger self, your current self, and your God essence. Merge them as one beautiful expanding energy from your heart outward into all your vibratory fields, into every cell, organ, gland, joint, up into your chakras, seeing them vibrating this new energy, letting it out through tight lips, nice and slowly. Now let's go and view that scene with your mother. And as you do, you'll notice it's quite different. It is ready for our next step here. I want you to look into your mother's heart and feel what she feels and felt at that moment when that incident happened, and just feel her pain. Feel the pain that prompted her to do what she did. And you're going to notice it came from her family, her parents. And behind them, their pain came from their parents on both sides. And behind them, another layer and another layer. And it goes deeper and deeper and deeper, widening as it goes, because both sides of the families all carried that energy all the way back, back, back to the very galactic beginning. Whoa, that goes back a long ways. And they're all lined up. And we're going to take a deep breath now of this healing light and love that you're now feeling. Bring it in into your essence. And with unconditional love and deep compassion, we're going to blow it right into the heart of your mother. And from there, it'll transfer us back. Do that now. And just feel that wave of light and love and healing and releasing going back. Generationally, back, 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 all the way back to the galactic beginnings. Oof, like a huge wave cleansing. And when it reaches the end, what comes in return is a beautiful wave of gratitude for the gift you have just given to them. It's coming back, 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 and through your mother's heart, right into yours. And simply accept it. And now draw another breath of that healing light into your essence. And we're going to release and let this whole event dissipate right now. Whew, just letting it go. Let's take that younger you and take another deep breath of this healing light into your essence. Because you have held on to this for so, so long, let's give an extra boost of light right into your heart. Do that now. And Just see yourself, feel yourself letting go. It is over.
With a lot of compassion and love.
With all the compassion just flooding into your body and love, unconditional love. Feel your vibrations expanding. I'm going to move now to your father, and we'll have something we'll do a little later here. But I'm going to move to your father now. I want you to bring your father forward, a whole other set of issues. And I want you to, in your mind, go back and see that event with your father, the traumas and what those hurtful feelings are. We all had some. We got rejected. We got hurt. We got angered. We got sadness. We had rage. We had all kinds of feelings. It came out of some deep, deep relationship with your father. So bring him forward into your movie. And what age were you when this first major event happened? The one that kind of began it all, that activated your old cell memory. And that was his purpose for being there, was to activate this so you could finally heal. Bring it forward again to your consciousness. So these were all for a purpose. But notice the feelings you had, the rage, the disappointment, the horror, the anxiety, the fear, the wrath, the bitterness, the unworthiness, the loneliness, all those feelings, whatever they are, bring them forward now and see that scene enveloping with you and your father and this, see the surroundings. What colors are around you? What are the furnishings? What was the taste in your mouth, the smell in the air, the sounds you heard, and the feelings, and notice them now in your body as you're going into this horrific event again, just observing it. Start to notice what are the feelings you're starting to have and where are they affecting you in your body now. And now again, shrink your body down to the size you were at that young age. Step right into the body, arms, legs, feet, torso, head, all of it. Oof, be there. It is happening. And see the scene unfolding in slow motion first. And notice as this is happening, feelings are starting to be stuffed into your own body. They're being activated. Old cell memory, old DNA histories are being activated and coming to the surface. Oh boy, are they. What are these feelings? Say them to yourself. What are the three key ones? The strongest ones and some of the others. Just be with them, feel them, allow them to be. Again, this is the first time someone really cares is listening. Again, what were those hurtful feelings? Say them. Single words that describe your feelings. Be with them, feel them, allow them to overwhelm you. Let every cell in your body bubble up from that experience. And one more time, what were those hurtful feelings? What are the three key ones? Say them first. And any others. Be with them, feel them, allow them to cry out. Literally cry out from every cell in your body. Now draw upon a deep breath, bring it into your lips, letting it out to tight lips as you replay that scene in your mind again and again. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. Peaceful, calm, relaxed. At peace, deeply loved. Once again, you have a healing color. What is this color now for your father? Bring that into your essence. Inhale that through your nose. And feel your whole vibratory fields from your heart outward into your auric fields, chakras, letting it out nice and slowly through tight lips. There we go. Take a moment now and just notice what you notice. And you will notice again some secondary feelings. If you have some, they would be in the nature perhaps of sadness, along those lines. Any other feelings you have, just be with them, acknowledge them, let them be there, let them talk to you. And speak their truth. Be with it, feel it. Again, what are those hurtful feelings, those residual feelings, those sad feelings? Be with them, feel them, allow them to be. Take a breath. Letting it out. It happened. It's over. And I'm okay. It happened. It is over. I am okay. It happened. It's over. I'm peaceful, calm, relaxed, and one with all that is. Take a deep breath of your healing color. Bring it into your essence. Letting it out slowly through tight lips. Okay. Now ask yourself, how did I want to feel at that moment with my father? Come up with three feelings of how you wanted to feel at that moment, at that age. And see yourself up on a puffy white cloud to the upper right. Just move your eyes up there. There you are. Looking back at you, eye to eye, heart to heart, white laser beam connecting your hearts. Looking deeply into those eyes, into that heart, I will suggest some feelings you add your own. I am loved. I'm appreciated. I'm respected. Add your own. I am loved. I am appreciated. I am deeply respected. I am loved. I'm appreciated. I am respected. Take a deep breath, both of you, both essences, into your healing color. Bring it into your essence. Let it fill your body, letting it out through tight lips. And float that younger you down on that puffy cloud. Closer, closer, right up to your heart. And give that youngster a big hug. And again, what is the message your youngster has now to say to you? And what is your response? And God, being ever present, has a message for each of you. What is that message? And your response. Let's draw upon that healing light again. Bring it in this time into your heart. And merging all those new energies, that beautiful childish essence, that more innocent essence, and also your current awakening, and that God presence is so beautiful. Merge it with those colors and feel this enormous energy feel expanding out from your heart, raising your entire vibration. Every cell in your body is now tingling and vibrating. Your auric fields, your chakras are wide open, expanding. Oh, beautiful. Letting that out through tight lips. Now we'll go back to that scene again, and we're going to bring both your mother, who has already been released, and father now present next to her, and we're going to line up, look into his heart, and feel the pain in his heart that prompted him to do what he did at that moment. And all the future moments that happened. And behind them, you're going to see the reason for that was the pain from his parents. And behind them, their lineage on both sides of the family. And behind them, their lineage and back and back and back, back beyond our sight all the way back to the galactic beginnings, it'll fan out all of those are hurting. Draw upon your healing breath. Bring it into your essence. Your beautiful, colorful, healing breath with unconditional love and deep compassion, and send it right to the heart center of your Father. And do that now. And see it transmuting back like a wave, a huge tsunami wave going back generationally. And all that DNA, all that pain clearing and healing all the way back. Feel those hearts opening. Oh, beautiful. All the way back. Right to the galactic beginnings. Woo! Oh, wow. Woo! and then the return of gratitude and thanks for the gift you have just given them. Coming back all the way back to your Father's side, right into yours, and feel that wonderful blessing that you have received as well. Now draw upon that breath again. Bring it into your essence, and with unconditional love, we're going to release and forgive this whole incident, and this whole, all the incidents relating to Father that ever were. Let it go now. Again, bring forward that younger you who held this pain for so long, and let's give another healing breath. Bring it in. And with unconditional love and deep compassion, blow it right into that younger heart, and releasing and letting go this whole incident and all those that were related. All right. Well done. Now, whenever there's a trauma, there's a pain that dissolves, as we just saw. It has evaporated. The pain is gone, and what is left behind is traumatic as the pain when there's an equal or greater lesson, beautiful golden egg, we call it, that is left behind. We'll go to Mother first. She, from that incident, there's a golden egg now appearing of value. The reason of that incident and all those that followed that were similar, the reason these all happened was to learn this lesson. So take that golden egg, reach into that scene, and bring it over to your heart. Hold it to your heart. And now, for the first time, your heart is listening. And there's a beautiful message here that was waiting for you all these many lifetimes. It being revealed to you now. What is that message? Sometimes there's more than one. Now draw upon that healing breath again. This is your mother's color. Bring it into your heart and merge that message. Bring that golden message, that message right into your own heart. Merge them as one and feel that lesson, that wisdom now vibrating in your heart, and that energy in your body rising as it expands out from your heart to every aspect of your being. All your DNA now vibrating in this new energy. Oh, this is nice. Out into your auric fields, into your chakras, all vibrating in this peace, in this wisdom, in this light. Oh, letting it out through tight lips. Well done. Now let's go back and visit Father and visit that scene with this other healing light. And again, when that scene is calm and the pain is gone, what appears is that beautiful golden nugget always been there waiting for you to discover and find. Take it in your hand and bring it also to your heart, knowing this was of far greater value than the pain you once perceived. And listen. Listen to it talk to your heart again. Another wonderful message is being sent to you. Feel that. and know it. Let it speak to your heart. And there may be a second. And now breathe in your Father's healing light into your heart and merge that beautiful golden egg into your own heart with that lovely, powerful message or two. And just feel that vibration as it expands from your heart into your auric fields, again raising your vibration once more with a different message, a different energy, combining with the previous, raising your energies even more. And letting that out to tight lips. Now draw upon that breath once again. This time you can bring in two breaths, one of each color, if they were different. Bring both into your simultaneously, into your essence, into your heart, into your essence. Turn your head to the upper right, and as you release, you're creating a new future with that light, that is energy that is vibrating at an extraordinary level. Create the future and blow it out. Do that now very slowly. And see a future unfolding that you are creating for yourselves. See problems dissolving. See opportunities flooding in. See incredible health and prosperity and wellness and smiles and great relationships and fun and play and laughter and song and dance. See a world that you envisioned. Your whole life is now right there. You're creating it for yourself. It is real. It is what you create is what we receive. Hear the music, see the sounds. As you enter, see yourself entering those future moments, and those energies are there to greet you. They're waiting for you. They're embracing you. They're giving you opportunities. They're co-creating with you, surrounding you with their essence. Feel that. Be with that. Create anything you like. This is your future, one of peace, serenity, win-win relationships. And send it out to all you touch. Send it everywhere. And now take a handful, reach into that scene and take a handful, scoop up a handful of that energy, that future, and bring it back and hold it over your heart. And we're going to bring that into the moment of now by taking a breath now of those dual colors. Bring them both into your essence, right into your heart, and just feel yourself merging the future into this moment of now. The moment that all there is the moment of now. Feel what it feels like to be in that moment of now always. By feeling it expand throughout your auric fields, your chakras, into every cell in your body, and then letting it out through tight lips as it merges into your reality. This is your creation. You are now empowered, self-empowered to be, just to be. You are a co-creator of your life. And feel that beautiful essence and that peace, that serenity, that vibration. And anytime you choose, you can return to this beautiful, ecstatic state by simply placing your hand on your heart and drawing upon your dual colors. Bring them into your essence, right into your heart. Holding it, let the vibrations expand, overwhelm you, letting it out through tight lips. And there you are, in a creative mode. After you've done your head work, bring it into your heart, and do your heart, bring it into this energy field, and you will find solutions will be so easy. Solutions will be for the highest good of yourself and all others. So always process through your heart, find the best results possible for yourself, for your highest good.
that you have released an enormous amount, and that your body is going to need extra good water. Drink lots of water, maybe with a little drop of lemon oil or peppermint in it. Lots of fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. Go easily on any meat. And if you need extra animal protein, perhaps this is the time to have a little fish. And slowly get your body moving out into the fresh air. Be aware of all the beauty of nature around you. If you have been thinking about riding a bicycle, perhaps this is the time to start. Go on some hikes. Stop and smell the roses. Watch the irises opening. Take in this incredible beauty of our wonderful planet. And know that you have made a significant change, not just for yourself, but collectively we've made it for the whole planet. Thank you for your courage and your openness for coming forth and doing this. It is not easy to face some of these hurtful emotional feelings, yet once you do, they are gone and permanently gone. Thank you all so much for coming forth to do this.
And if there are any questions or comments you'd like to address, raise your hand and we'll take care of those.
And star one will raise your hand.
In our group, but perhaps our broader audience.
In the broader ones, yes.
May have a question that can...
There is. There's one from China. And it's a little girl that tears are streaming down her face in such gratitude. She said, she's saying, I don't know how I can understand, but I can. This is the most important thing in my life. I'm now able to understand my mission on this planet. Thank you. Oh, dear one, thank you so much. Thank you for your openness, for your incredible purity and connectedness direct to source. Another one. This one is from India. It's an old man. And tears are streaming down his face, too. He is saying in Indian British English. I thought I had cleared everything. I am a sadhu, and yet I had a lot of resentment as my mother and father gave their affection to my older brother, firstborn, and I was go into the priest realm to become a sadhu. Now free. I am now free. And I thank you. Thank you both so much. dear sir, thank you. Thank you for your open heart, your pure, clear awareness, and your willingness to go beyond where you were and beyond your tradition. Oh, there's another little one. Another little girl. I think she's in the Andes. She's all dressed in this beautiful Andean weaving and knitting. And she has a question. I think it's for you, Tom. She's asking if we are God.
When we awaken from the heart, as we have done here on this session, and we connect to all that is, we do awaken to the fact that we are part of all that is, thus we ourselves are the God you mentioned.
So, my dear little one, you are the God. You have opened up to that God side of you. She's dancing around in the circle. She's absolutely thrilled. Thank you. And remember, lots of good, clear water and lots of fresh fruit and vegetables, as much as you can. She's not. Picked up a piece of grass and chewing it. Oh, so sweet. She's got llamas around her, baby llamas. Oh, thank you. Oh, anyone else? It's a cherry. Africa. South Africa. I have been angry at my parents because they bowed down and allowed themselves to be slaves, tilling fields and cleaning the house. I now understand that they did what they were taught and what they knew. And that in my way, I have done the same. And so I am forgiving myself. Thank you both so much. You are the ones that are going to change this world with your courage and your attitude. Thank you so much. Namaste, which means I bow to the light within you. Are there any more comments from anyone? Oh, there's an Eskimo. I have been frustrated, enraged by the drinking, by the whoring, I would say, of my people. And yet, as I release this rage and of my parents, I found that I was also mostly releasing it within myself. And now I view my people as doing the very best they can. and I have much more compassion. Much more compassion for everyone, including the white people who have, I previously had thought had created all these problems. And that's not true, it's just the circumstance. The way it unfolds. Oh, blessings, many, many blessings to you for your wide sight. You will create great healing for your whole tribe and group. Thank you. Fruits and vegetables may be a little hard, but we will try. Of course, you will know exactly what to do. You have that wisdom within, well ingrained within you. Follow your intuition. You're filled with it. Oh, there's a huge wave, Tom, coming of gratitude. Huge. And to all of you, I like to say namaste because it means I bow to the light within you. Each one of us is a divine, has the light of the divine in us. It is that divine spark. And so I bow to the light within all of you, blessing you for your courage. And there are tears on my cheek for your braveness, your courage, and with much gratitude for you. Namaste.
Namaste.
And Tom, do you have anything more for the group before we leave?
I'm just honored and blessed that so many have accepted our gift, which you can now share in so many ways, raising the energy of the entire planet. I can just see your energies, lights going off all over the planet here. That's beautiful. It is lit up with your energies. You have expanded so greatly. And we will return again for those who did not partake and those who would like to do this again. But wow, I can just see the whole planet glowing.
And it was so beautiful to see all the different colors. It was wondering, I was felt a little bit like a space being outside watching all these lovely puffs of color all over the globe. Oh, so we'll leave now and we will come back another time, probably approximately a week or so. And so we go now. Namaste.
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 Archangelic Realm, thank you so much, Ascended Masters and the White Brotherhood. You may leave now. They're reluctant to go. I think they're having a lot of fun.
Well, we got more sessions to do here. You want to join us? Hang loose.
It was funny. I felt them sort of hanging around.
Okay, well, let's get some feedback from our 3D folks here. Who
have a drink, everybody.
Yeah, please.
Star one raises your hand.
Yeah, any comments you'd like to leave on the recording that you may have from this session, please, star one. We'd be delighted to hear from from each of you.
I would like to tell Maitreya that I think that was just divine. It was such an exciting session, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Joanne, for being there and helping with it.